Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Friday. It is Friday. It's cards time. It's Card D Sharks. The cards are dealt. I just need two contestants. If you've never played Card D Sharks, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. And if you've played before, yeah, you can call too. It's Friday. There's no rules. No rules on this Friday. We're playing thanks to the partnership and generosity of Jester Concepts. So many great restaurants at the Jester Group. And in fact, tonight, this one of their restaurants, Parlor, ties into a question that I'm going to ask you guys a little later this hour about my 21-year-old. Seth turned 21 in June, but he just got back in town Monday night. So tonight, we are taking Seth out drinking, which is so weird to take your kid out. Maybe some of you have advice on this stuff. But I think Parlor would be a great spot to bring the 21-year-old. Parlor would be a great spot to bring you, too. We're going to have the winner of Card D Sharks is going to get $50 to use at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. And so P.S. Steak, I was talking to my friend, maybe my new dentist. I was interviewing a dentist today, Dr. Bates. Great guy. I know it sounds a little going to check into the Bates Inn and you got trouble. We were talking about how much we both love P.S. Steak, another one of the Jester Concepts restaurants. So we thank them. $50 on the line at Jester Concepts. Two contestants are queued up and ready to go. We got a ton of calls there. So thank you all so much for calling. Let's play Minnesota's fastest growing card related high low trivia game. It's Card D Sharks. Kristen nailed this one. Did Mark Lurie really just bail? Don't you worry. The Wolves will not fail. Maybe Vikings preseason, but baseball still on for the summer and the fall. Just like Card D Sharks has it all on Card D Sharks. A little sports related. I like it. Frank is in Minneapolis. Frank, you are on Card D Sharks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Jason. How are you?
I wish I had some of that sweet gravy that Mark Lurie cashed in on today, selling his chunk of the Timberwolves. Holy moly.
No kidding.
A couple billion here, a couple billion there. Now you're making some real money. That's for sure. I read that.
I'm good with $50.
I know. I think that's right. I was looking at this money that they made selling the Timberwolves today, and we were having a conversation yesterday on the show about the national debt being at $40 trillion. And even the $4.5 billion, you're like, well, that I guess that would not even, that's like a rounding error in the $40
trillion. That's like a tip.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Frank, any big weekend plans in Minneapolis for you?
No, not this weekend, sir. Enjoy the weather.
All right, excellent. Stand by. We're going to talk
Thank you.
To your opponent, who is Jack in Stillwater, one of my favorite cities in Minnesota. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Jack, did you put in a bid to try to get Mark Lurie's portion of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx?
No, I went and bought lottery tickets thinking that maybe I'd win, get the money that way.
Yeah, didn't work out there either, did it?
Mark Lurie.
Yeah, it is. Jack, is that your radio or Frank's radio? One of you guys, make sure you have your radio turned down so we don't have that echo in the background. Stillwater, Jack, one of my favorite cities. Do you have a top two, like, favorite restaurants or bars or places to hang out in Stillwater?
Oh, yeah. One of them is just north of Stillwater in Marine on St. Croix, and that's the Brookside Grill.
Oh.
Just a terrific owner and all the people there, good food, nice, beautiful patio. And they do music every Saturday and Sunday. So that'd be number one in the Stillwater area. In Stillwater, I'd say Howard's.
Howard's
Bar.
Howard's is great.
It was John's and Whitey's.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like Howard's a lot. Very good. All right. I didn't know about Brookside Bar and Grill. So I just put that on my list. So very good. Frank and Jack, here's how we play. We start with a survey question of 100 people. Frank is going to answer my first question with a number. Jack will say higher or lower. Whoever's right gets control of the cards. If you're watching on our video feed, and if you're not, you should, because you can see the cards dealt out behind us. You can watch this feed on YouTube at the WCCO Radio channel, also on Facebook at WCCO Radio, and on X at Darusha J. The first question goes
on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. You're ready to go. All right, here we go.
Sir.
Here we go, Frank. You get the first question. And the question is about nepotism. Frank, where do you stand on nepotism? Helping a relative out, helping a... we could even lump in a close friend on these sort of nepotism gigs. Are you pro or con?
I would be pro.
Yeah, of course. Like, if it helps you out, I'm very in favor of it. At this radio station, you know, Chad Hartman, Nepo. Nepo baby. Dan Cook, no nepotism for you. Yeah.
Not in this job.
No. It's too bad. I am saddened that my father worked at a printing company called Shock Graphics. Although I did get a summer job at Shock Graphics thanks to one Gary DeRusha. So I have taken advantage of the nepotism. We asked 100 Americans, is it wrong to help a relative or close friend get a job? Is nepotism wrong? How many Americans said, yeah, it's bad to help a relative or close friend get a job? What do you think, Frank? 0 to 100.
I'm going to say 40%.
All right. Frank says 40%. Jack, what do you think? Higher or lower?
And it's how many people said it's bad.
Yep, correct? He said 40% say it's bad.
I'd say lower than 40%.
All right, Jack says lower. The actual number of Americans who say nepotism is bad is just 17%. A little lower than I expected, but it is lower. Jack, that means you get control of the cards and you get to select the color. Do you want the red cards or the blue?
Oh, blue would be good.
All right, I'm going to straighten out the board. The board's a little crooked. What a terrible job I did setting this up. All right, Jack, you pick the blue. Here is your opening card. It is a queen. Nice start for you, Jack. You want to go higher or lower than a queen?
I'll say lower than a queen.
All right, lower than a queen. It is... Oh, no, it's an ace. Oh, my goodness. No.
You know, this is the third time this summer I've been on Cardi Sharks, and I've lost the first two times.
This is brutal. It's brutal. The ace is kicking your butt. It's kicking your butt. Frank, you get a free shot at the cards here. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
All right, Frank's on the red cards. You get a four. That's a nice opening. Well, I thought the queen was a nice opening card, so I'm going to keep my comments to myself. You're on a four. You want to go higher or lower?
I will go higher.
Higher than a four. It is an eight. It is higher. And now you got a decision to make. You can freeze if you want. You're also playing with house money here. So it's up to you. Higher, lower, or do you want to freeze on that eight?
I will go higher.
All right, here we go. Higher than an 8. I like a gambler. I like a gambler. It is higher than an 8. It's a jack. And oh, goodness. You're off to the races, Frank, on this jack. Now, that's sort of a middle card as well, right? Up to you. You got two cards separating you and victory. Do you want to go for it on a jack, or do you want to freeze? What do you say, Frank?
I will go lower.
Frank in Minneapolis says lower than a jack. It is going to be revealed in just a minute. Just in case Frank's going to run the table, I'm not going to kill this I'm not going to kill this game in one segment. It's Friday. You think I'm going to come up with another? Frank and Jack, stand by. All of you as well. Card D Sharks back in just a minute here on Drive Time.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Card D Sharks, thanks to Jester Concepts. Next time you go out to Rustica or PS Steak, or I have a video on my Instagram right now about Cheeky Noodle Bar, which is outstanding, and Excelsior. Make sure you let them know, hey, I hear DeRusha talking about you on CCO Radio. We appreciate their support. We're in the middle of what is looking. I mean, we don't know. I don't like to pre-guess what's going to happen, Dan Cook, because we've been wrong before. But we've got Frank in Minneapolis, a jack in Stillwater. Jack got the question right, but the cards were not on his side. Got hosed on a queen that was followed by an ace. Frank took a 4, went higher, got an 8, went higher, got a jack, and now has two cards to go. Frank, you are in the catbird seat here. You said, I asked you if you wanted to go higher or lower than a jack, and you said
lower.
Lower. You haven't changed your mind, have you?
No, sir.
All right. Lower than a jack. It is a 3. It is low. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Jack, I don't know what to tell you about this, but you better put the hex on Frank on this one, because the 3, there are only two cards that can sink. Frank in Minneapolis, who's on a 3. Frank, higher, lower. You could freeze if you want to play like a coward, like a chicken. But it's
no, sir, I'm going to go higher.
All right, higher than a 3 for $50 at Jester Concepts. It is a 10. Hey! It is higher. And Frank, you did it. Nicely done. Jack. These cards are brutal to you. I don't know what's happening. You were nice enough to give me 2 restaurant suggestions in Stillwater, and this is how I repay you?
Oh, well.
I know.
Yeah, the same thing happened last month. Somebody ran the table.
It's brutal. Brutal. And I did all this research to come up with good questions for this thing. Pretty fun. Jack, I'm glad you played. I'm glad you listened. And I hope you have a fantastic weekend in Stillwater. And go have one for me up there in Marine on St. Croix at the Brookside Bar and Grill.
I'll do that. Thanks a lot. Congratulations, Frank.
There goes Jack.
Thank you. You too.
Nice guy. Thank you, Jack. Play again. Frank, you did it. You got $50 at Jester Concepts. You can use it at any of their restaurants, including Butcher and the Boar, PS Steak, a Parlor, and have a great time. Frank, thank you for playing. Nice job.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, Frank in Minneapolis. Stay on the line. Dan will get all your information. We'll get that gift card sent out in the mail to you. Pretty fun. Man, that's Card to Sharks, Dan.
It's just how it rolls. Sometimes you get that queen, you're like, easy under, right?
No. Only so 3 cards. So there, I mean,
there was neither of us in this room.
But there
that
are 12.
That was going to be a wrong answer to the point where yes, I did hit the bell before
you did.
Before I realized, oh no, that's wrong.
But if you do the math, right? Like, and I'm a bit of a math wizard.
He says as he breaks out his calculator.
I mean, you have a 23% chance of losing on that thing. That's not correct. 21% chance.
Okay.
That's not as much because you could have a push.
Eight. Yep. So you could have another queens,
three queens, four kings, and four aces.
Yeah.
11 out of 52.
Yep.
Well, it's technically out of 51, right? Because one card's already there.
Yes.
Man.
So now you got to redo it. Take your shoes back off.
Still 21.5%.
Okay, so that's still
20. About the same. Yeah. Yeah. Your odds are not, it's not as much of a slam dunk as you would think.
Although, if I told you had a 79% chance of getting something right.
Yeah, when you're talking gesture.
You'd take those odds.
Heck yeah. Absolutely.
It was the correct call, without question.
For sure. Lots coming up. Some fun topics. You know, we may as well start with the taking my 21-year-old out, because one of our texters is ticked.
Uh-oh.
How sad, Jason. All because your son turned 21, you have to take him out drinking.
Yeah, that never happens. Nobody ever does that. What about you? What are your mind?
I mean, I guess, like, if this is a bad idea, I'd like to hear from you at 651-461-9226. But I feel my son being legal to drink is the beginning step of that adult relationship that you have with your child. And my goal tonight is not to take Seth out and get him blotto hammered. My goal is to, like, go to a couple places, have a fun night with my adult son. I don't know. But maybe it's a bad thing. Now, when I turned 21, did my parents didn't really drink much. So, like, I do understand where this texture is coming from, because the idea of drinking with your, I mean, I disagree with
well,
it,
I'm,
but,
I
like,
mean,
I understand.
It's,
like,
absurd the way that they've communicated
the
this.
Judgment. It's
you're,
fine.
You're trying
it's hot
to give
Friday.
Them a certain amount of grace, and I appreciate that.
I just think, like, my parents didn't really drink. The idea of my parents taking me bar hopping is just not something that would have happened.
No, but you could also argue that it's good parenting. Take your kid out and, you know, demonstrate for them what responsible drinking looks like. Instead of just saying, you're 21, go do your thing.
Yeah. Well, and we did have how about we talk more about that after a break? The question I was going to ask you guys is where would you take your kid? Because it feels like a life moment where you remember, like, oh, I went to this spot. Is there a spot that you would take your kid? So give me your suggestions. Where should I take them? 651-461-9226 or give me your judgment. I have incredibly thick skin. You can lay it on me. Can I tell you something? I don't care. I will be interested in your feedback, but it's not going to hurt my feelings. Right? Well, I guess it depends what you say. Don't consider this a challenge. I'm not asking you. I am more fragile. Actually, I'm not thick-skinned. Hit the thing.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.